Majorsk is one of a handful of crossing points where people can now go back and forth between the government-controlled and separatist-held areas of Ukraine. It's a slow and torturous process, but each day several thousands cross over here. The queues are long in a cold, divided country. I've been in line for an hour, this man tells UN High Commissioner for Refugees, Filippo Grandi. He says it will take him 5 hours to cross. The thousands going to the east are almost all displaced persons. They see relatives or check on their half-destroyed houses. Those going the other way are hoping to collect their monthly pensions, only available in government-controlled territory. Here's Filippo Grandi, the UN High Commissioner for Refugees.
Civilians are very much trapped in the logic of this conflict. And as always, or as often, they are really the victims of all this.
Earlier, Grandi met disabled people displaced from their homes by the conflict. Some of the 66,000 officially registered disabled who fled. They now live in a disused Soviet-era sanatorium in Sviatorsk in northern Donetsk region. They have no hot water because of huge unpaid water bills, and the sanatoriums are no longer subsidized by the state. Grandi had this to say.
We need to work with the state in developing systems that can provide a safety net for those that are really in need. The elderly, and there's many of them, the disabled, and the most poor.
The High Commissioner for Refugees also met Vlada, a 15-year-old with spina bifida, a spinal cord malformation that is usually detected at birth. Her family fled the conflict 2 years ago. The local school has no facilities for the disabled, and she studies in her room. She learned English on her own. In this frozen conflict, waits can be long. People hoping to cross in cars can sometimes wait a night or even two. For many displaced people, the wait to go home in peace may be much longer. Jocelyn Sambira, United Nations.